Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Quality over quantity. I had a great time on the ILBA podcast with Rusty Rabin. Rusty referred to the opening chapter of my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, where I talk about how many of our churches and church leaders are attempting to climb the wrong ladder of success. Rusty noted how many people become frustrated because they are not seeing the success the way that so many people define it. Before addressing frustrated pastors, I first spoke to the board members that are supporting that pastor. Take a listen.
And my mind just keeps going back to what you said, you wrote about in the opening chapter of your book, Shepherd Leadership, again, about that wrong ladder. And I'm thinking about that person whose ministry is not measuring up to the American standard, to the cultural standard, who maybe has a small ministry that's not growing numerically, or maybe has lost their ministry for one reason or another. And there might be the tendency to withdraw, to pull away out of shame, out of embarrassment, out of just despair, discouragement, whatever. What would you say to that person who might be listening right now, who's not experiencing what the culture defines as success, who's struggling, hurting? Speak to
them. I empathize, because like I said, I've seen too many friends that have just gotten burned out and thrown the towel in on everything and walked away from it, and it was so unnecessary. I think one of the things that I'd like to speak to before I speak to that friend is I'd like to speak to the board members on some of our churches, because for the most part, my experience has been that many of those people that are on the board, in their everyday life, they're usually involved in the business world. And that business world has different metrics. They're looking at the bottom line. They're saying, how do we improve the bottom line? How do we make more widgets? And so they're looking for things that are very tangible, things that are very quantifiable. And I would speak to them first and say, that's one thing in the business world. But when you come into this ministry, and especially when you're going to be the support, you're going to be like the Aaron or the Hur that's going to come alongside to hold up Moses's arms, you need to not think in terms of quantifiable, but quality and faithfulness. It's doing good ministry and staying with it for a long time. It's not about counting how many people came in or how big the offering was or how many people. It's not about the numbers. It's about the quality of ministry that's being done. And then to my pastor friends, one of the things that I remind them all the time, and because, you know, I've heard, I don't know if this is true or if somebody's done a study on this, but I've heard that Monday morning is the time that most pastors write their letter of resignation.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, yeah.
You know, I understand it. You poured yourself out on Sunday, and then you're like looking around going, did it do anything? You know, and you feel like a failure. So this is one of the things that I like to remind my friends of often, is that God said that his word would not return void. It has to make an impact. It didn't say that we're going to necessarily see the impact, because Paul then talks about there are some of us that are working in the field that are not going to harvest. Some of us are watering. Some of us are tilling the ground. Not every single one of us are going to be harvesting. So, but we have to trust God. We have to take him at his word that if he said that his word would not return void, and on Sunday I did what I was supposed to do and I delivered the word that he laid on my heart, then I have to take God at his word that that message will not return void. It is working on people's lives, even though I may not tangibly see it right away. There is a work that is being done. And so I would, that's what I encourage my friends with, as I say, well, did you preach the word on Sunday that the Holy Spirit laid on your heart to share? Yes, I did. Then that's what you have to rest in and trust God that he is going to accomplish something with his word.
In Shepherd Leadership, I wrote,
businesses think in terms of quantitative gains, things they can count. But churches and nonprofits should be thinking in terms of qualitative gains, a quality improvement that isn't as easily counted. I think we all know this, and yet we persist in wanting to define success in a church or a nonprofit by those quantitative standards, such as attendance growth, donations, and the like. When we think qualitative over quantitative, suddenly what seemed small is so significant and so valuable that it cannot be calculated. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. If you would like to check out other clips I've already shared from this podcast, I've shared a link in the show notes. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.